This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. President Trump's immigration policy focused on his promise of a border wall and keeping people out of the US. So what will the first 100 days of the Biden administration mean for undocumented immigrants and recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy in Florida? Joining me now is Maria Rodriguez. She is the executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition. Maria, thank you so much for being with us.
Such a pleasure to speak to your audience there in Orlando. We have lots of members that are part of our coalition there, the Farm Worker Association, Hope Community Center, Q Latinx, Florida Rising, many others. So thank you for the invitation.
Certainly. So the past 4 years have been somewhat of an emotional roller coaster. And, you know, there have been definitely some things that immigrants in various situations have had to deal with over the last 4 years, in particular undocumented immigrants. What does the beginning of the Biden administration mean for some of these communities?
We're really hoping it turns the page on the criminalization, exploitation, marginalization that so many Floridian families have had to face. I think there's a sense of hope to get things done and to be able to move forward after 4 years of real chaos and erosion of democracy and many of the institutions that we thought we could rely on.
Thinking back to some of the policies that were unveiled in that very first year in 2017, I mean, some of them were pretty extraordinary, right? Anything kind of really stand out as you knew at that moment this was going to be a tough 4 years or potentially 8 years to get through?
What happens with politicians is that we listen to the rhetoric and they use a lot of venom in the rhetoric, and we never know if they really mean it and they're going to put it into action. And unfortunately, Trump and the bigger problem, Trumpism, which manifests itself in some local state leaders as well, is that that rhetoric actually impacts people's lives. So anything from preventing people from working, preventing people from driving, separating families, increasing the enforcement mechanism, which comes at a very high moral and financial cost, because it's our tax dollars that could and should be going to healthcare, to veterans, to homeless, to a variety of other real needs, are being used to put Florida families into a detention, deportation, or incarceration machinery. So those are the choices that the new administration and this new phase in American history needs to understand and needs to embrace. What's good for immigrant families, what's good for Floridian workers, will be good for all of us.
Do you think the Biden administration will be a complete reset for Dreamers and undocumented immigrants, or is that wishful thinking?
Well, we're very excited and pleased to see the level of commitment of the introduction of a proposal on day one that's putting some rhetoric into action. We hope that the administration will put their political social capital to move this legislation, because it's not enough to introduce. We know that there's a lot of hurdles, whether it's the DACA or the temporary protected status, which are people who've been protected from deportation, but not having a legal permanent residency. And there's hundreds of thousands of those folks, or whether it's farm workers who work sun up to sundown as essential workers, making sure that we have food security, which is a national security issue. Those segments can get some relief now in some way if Congress steps up to the opportunity in the moment.
So is this less about whatever the president does and more about just the lawmakers, whether in the Senate or the House? And I mean, kind of looking at the makeup of those two legislative bodies, do you have some hope or what are your thoughts are on what kind of policies we might see pushed through with or without the input of President Biden?
In this moment, leadership really matters, whether that's leadership of the White House, because they have a huge influence in Capitol Hill, obviously, but it's also leadership of our counties, of our municipalities, of our institutions, of our unions, of our churches. We need the leadership of the people to say very clearly what they've been saying poll after poll. We support a path to citizenship for folks who've been here, who are presenting themselves, their information, who are contributing to our community. So the time is now for different sectors. And yes, the House of Representatives will have to contemplate various legislative proposals. The Senate will debate various legislative proposals, but there's many opportunities, whether that's, like I said earlier, for the Biden proposal to take shape into a viable legislative vehicle, which we will support. And we hope our Senator Rubio and Senator Scott see the value of turning the page and starting a new process of supporting immigrant integration and maximizing contributions, or whether it's on the House side, there's various proposals. One that ties together TPS and DACA recipients, one that looks at the farm workers. So there's many legislative vehicles that recognize that immigrant families and immigrant workers are essential to our economy, to our food safety, to our communities, and that we need to move on because the unfair, unjust criminalization of people cost us, like I said earlier, morally, but it also costs us in dollars. And we want to divest from that and invest in human priorities that impact all of us.
Do you think you have the business community on your side when it comes to thinking about the value of undocumented workers and what they may be putting into the agricultural economy or other aspects of the economy here in Florida?
We have many, many sectors on our side. We have the business community knows that it makes economic sense for workforce development. Some of them are civil libertarians. The faith community knows that it makes sense morally. The labor community, the organizers, understand that when one group of workers is exploited, it impacts all workers. So there's a unison of voices. The problem is that this common sense solutions and moving us forward towards a plan to recognize that we are benefiting from people's labor, so we should recognize our humanity, is that that chorus is being hijacked by a few. And we're really hoping that Senator Rubio in particular can really see that we need to move forward this conversation so we can together find solutions to our economic prosperity, our security, our climate concerns, healthcare, education, and everything else.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Senator Rubio because, you know, he was part of that bipartisan group a few years back now, trying to come up with some solution to the immigration question that several administrations have tried to figure out and haven't been able to. I mean, it just seems like an issue that really nobody has a good handle on how to move forward. Are you redoubling your efforts now then with this new administration for Senator Rubio in particular? And I mean, how does Senator Scott fit into that, the other senator from Florida?
Yeah, Senator Rubio was part of what they call the Gang of Eight that negotiated a compromise and passed a bill in the Senate in 2013. Unfortunately, under Republican Speaker of the House Boehner, it never came to a vote. We worked so hard pressuring at the time Congressman Webster and others to just bring it to a vote, to just let democracy happen, and that never happened. So there's been through the years various efforts to find some compromise. I think we're in a new moment. I think that it's clear that the American electorate is moving forward and needs a new direction. And I think there's a lot of investment, stakeholders, and goodwill that are diverse. It's really a broad coalition that is asking for this reform for a variety of reasons. We have seen Senator Rubio play many roles. We don't know where he will land. I know that he will hear from many of our constituents and our members that are fairly diverse. Like I mentioned, business, both small and large, faith, multiple faith orientations, community organizations, labor organizations. So we'll work very hard. I think Senator Scott doesn't have the trajectory, but also will be important, as will be the entire congressional delegation. Mm-hmm. And that begins at home, because those who are listening to the show today may be involved in HOAs, in universities, in churches, and all of us can play a role to really address this. This is a racial justice issue. This is a worker rights issue. This is a democracy issue. This is a security issue. So many reasons why we need to bring folks out of the shadows and into a path to citizenship.
Maria Rodriguez, the Executive Director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Still to come, there's hope that Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan could provide a shot in the arm for the economy. We'll discuss the details with economists Sean Snaith and Hank Fishkind. We're back in a minute.